And look who we have. We are joined by the great Jim Plunkett. A two-time Super Bowl winner with the Oakland Raiders. Out of Stanford. Heisman Trophy winner. Davey O'Brien winner, I guess.
Today, yes. Thank you very much.
It's good to have you, man.
Thank you.
I've really been a fan and a follower of your very interesting career, man. And it's good to talk to you.
It's been a long road. It's somewhat bumpy to begin with. But
it was kind of bumpy to begin with because I am old enough to remember when you came out of college, you were drafted by the Patriots. And for a while there, it didn't look like things were going to – I mean, it was a fair question as to whether you were going to have any kind of career or not for those of us out here in Gen Pop.
Well, it started out okay. The first year I made Rookie of the Year.
Yeah.
You know, we had a relatively good season. And it was pretty much downhill from there. It was a struggle those early years. We weren't a very good football team year in, year out. We had some great wins along the way, but not enough of them to really be a contender for our own division.
Yeah, and then, you know, you caught a break, and no pun intended, when you moved to the Raiders. You went to the Niners first, though, right?
I did for 2 years, and then I got cut, which was probably the low point of my career.
Wow. You go to the Raiders, and you go there as a backup to Pastorini.
Correct. Well, I went there as a backup to Kenny Stabler first, and then they traded him to Houston, brought in Pastorini, and made him the starter.
Okay.
Without me even getting to compete for the job.
Okay, and then he breaks his leg, and then boom, the rest is history.
Yeah, it was unfortunate for him, fortunate for me. You know, 2 years of not playing, I think I got my confidence back, my health back, you know, I got a chance to play for Coach Flores then. Coach Madden had just retired. And it was, quote, you know, not to be funny, but it was a good break for me.
Yeah.
After you got cut by the 49ers, where did that leave you, you know, mentally and as far as, you know, just your place in football as you saw it and all that?
Well, you know, I thought about quitting, you know. I've been struggling for 7 years, getting my butt kicked off and on. I ran a lot in those days as well, and I was quite depressed, you know, and I thought about quitting, but thanks to my family, my wife Jerry, my friends, people who were close to me, you know, they convinced me, you know, it's not only, you know, it's a situation you've been in, you haven't been in very good situations, and it's not really you just need to play with some better players. And fortunately for me, my agent got a call from Mr. Davis of the Oakland Raiders, and he said he wanted to give me a tryout, so I would try it out for Coach Tom Flores, who was a quarterback coach at the time, and he liked what he saw, and, you know, the rest is history. They signed me, although when they brought in Pat, so I backed up Kenny for 2 years, and then they brought in Dan Pastorini, and I was automatically his backup. I asked to be traded that time because I was running out of years.
How old were you at that point?
About 30.
Yeah.
So
you were old.
Yeah, pretty much.
did you
football years?
Did you realize right away that was going to be a good situation for you, or did it take a little while for you to see where you fit in there?
Well, you know, after I got released from San Francisco, my agent got calls from a few other teams around the country, but, you know, I'd already been to Boston and couldn't get much further from California than that, also from the Raiders, and I didn't want to leave home again, and the Raiders were just across the bay from where I lived. So, you know, I decided, you know, to sign with the Raiders after they gave me a tryout, and they thought I was good to go.
Was there any moment where you started to see, okay, I can make this work, or I fit here?
Well, I certainly fit there, but initially I didn't know if I was going to get an opportunity when they brought in Pastorini after they traded Kennedy to Houston. But as I said, I was through his bad luck, my good luck. I got the start after the fifth game of the season in 1980, and you know, the rest is history. We made the playoffs. We went 13-2 the rest of the year, and beat Philadelphia in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and we had Jaworski on last year talking about that, kicking it around a little bit, and that throw to Kenny King that you made. At the time, that stood for a long time, didn't it? Is it still the longest throw in Super Bowl history?
No, just a year or two later, Carolina was playing. I forget the quarterback. And I think his was 82.
Oh, okay.
It might have been far, but I think it was the Carolina quarterback, and I can't remember who it was.
Okay. So back to Stanford. When you got out of high school, and I'm assuming you had offers to play wherever?
Pretty much, yeah. I got a lot of offers, you know, from all over the country.
Were you, was it the education part of Stanford? What was, I mean, Stanford didn't have a, they didn't have a Rose Bowl win in a couple of decades prior to, you know, you finally winning one, but what, why Stanford?
Well, a couple of reasons. My both my parents were blind.
Yeah.
I needed to be close to home, really. And Stanford provided an excellent education, and if football didn't work out, I'd have, obviously have something to fall back on. But there's, you know, it's a little, there's a little backstory. I took a fifth grade class trip, and we went to go the Stanford game in the fifth grade, and they weren't very good then, and you know, they got killed by whoever they were playing that day. But it put a little, you know, kind of a little bird in my ear saying, you know, I'd like to play down there in that big stadium someday.
And really?
Sure enough, I got that opportunity.
That's super cool. You know, you do win the Rose Bowl. You beat Ohio State?
Correct.
Okay. And for that, I mean, that was like, must have been about as close to winning the national championship as that school had had forever.
You would think. Yeah, it was 19 years since they'd been to the Rose Bowl. And we made it, you know, we should have gone 2 years in a row, but we lost in the last play of the game to SC. Otherwise, we would have gone back-to-back. And Stanford did go back-to-back, but they went with another quarterback the following year. But, yeah, it was a great upset. We were, you know, 20-point underdogs or what have you, and our guys played a super game, and we came away victorious.
Did you – you just had the press conference in there with Kyler, and did you have a chance to watch much of Kyler Murray this year?
Not a whole lot. You know, I'm a Pac-12 guy for the most part. You know,
sure.
I see everybody. I didn't see a lot of Kyler. But, you know, I heard a lot about him, that's for sure, and what a great athlete he was and what a great job. And you look at his stats, and they were terrific.
Any hesitation of anything? Like, you know, that's like the biggest question that everybody has coming into the NFL draft, and he's obviously the biggest lightning rod. Do you have any doubt that a guy that's 5'10", you know, 185 pounds, can make it in the league with that athleticism?
No, not in today's game because it's a spread offense. There are a lot of shorter routes. It's more of a wide open kind of thing. There's the fullback is almost non-existent in the NFL anymore. He can get rid of the ball quickly as he does. I see no problem with him, you know, performing well in the NFL, like none at all.
You mentioned you ran a lot. How much did you run at Stanford?
My first 2 years, quite a bit, because we had the option.
Were you running like a pro style offense, or were you running a?
No, we run a pro style offense, but they were making the transition the year before I got there. They had a quarterback, Gene Washington from Long Beach Poly, who wound up being a receiver for the 49ers, but they were a rollout passing offense, you know, and running offense. When I got there, they changed their offense entirely, but we still ran the option. I'm not saying that, you know, I ran 20 times a game.
Right,
but,
right.
But, I, you know, I ran enough. But my senior year, they didn't want to get me hurt, so I ran much, much less as a senior. And, you know, it paid off. But we were probably the only, maybe other than Oregon with Dan Fouts, were the only really drop-back passing team in the Pac-8 at the time.
You know, with the Raiders, there were so many great – by the way, this is Jim Plunkett with us here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. With the Raiders, there were so many great players – and so many characters on that team. I mean, you guys did a lot of winning. But it also looked like, and from everything we've heard, there's certainly a lot out there to back this up, that nobody was having more fun than you guys.
Oh, there was no question about it. You know, maybe in my first 7 years in the NFL, maybe I snuck out once after curfew at training camp. I mean, it was a nightly occurrence at Santa Rosa training camp. Everybody's sneaking out, going to the local bar, or bars, plural, you know, out there having a good time. It was astonishing to me how they could win so many games doing what they did. But, you know, Mr. Davis didn't care what you did during the week as long as you performed on Sunday.
It's
and those
about,
guys could play.
All about just win, baby.
You bet.
You know, when the Raiders moved to L.A., we were talking off the air. They trained in
Oxnard.
Yeah, they were in Oxnard.
Ah, Yeah, that's right. They're doing that. I do remember that now.
Sure.
Yeah, we have that connection going. You're the second Super Bowl you won. Were you the backup to start the season then too?
No, I got hurt. No, actually, I got replaced for a couple of games by Mark Wilson.
Okay,
because I had a couple of bad games.
Okay, all right, cool.
And well, yeah, in those two bad games, we scored 35 and 34 points, but they were bad games.
Why were they bad games?
Would you we like, lost them. We lost them both.
Okay, well, that's no reason to get benched.
Well, you'd think.
Well, hey, you got the last laugh,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, then Mark got hurt, and he wasn't performing well anyway. He was 1-1 in the process of losing the second game, and then he got hurt in that game, and I came in. And we were behind, pulled that out, and then I was started the rest of the way. So.
Well, look, man, you were one of my heroes growing up. No doubt about it. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. There he is, the great Jim Plunkett with us here on the Ticket this afternoon.
Jim.
Thanks, bud.